Kaches iya simen tzadik imel, halacha aleph, we're going to simen tzadik dalet, halacha base. We're continuing now also with situations of what's called pikuach nefesh, but there's a major distinction. Here we're speaking about a woman's about to give birth. So the rule is the following. The second she's starting to feel that she's about to give birth, now that has specific signs. As the Piskachivas writes also, that if she's already having contractions every 15 minutes, she's certainly be heading to the hospital, but she has many women today do, they're in touch with their doctor. Or if a woman is in doubt, you certainly already can do any chilash av that's needed. But what I mean by the distinction is, when it came to pikuach nefesh of someone that's, let's say, in life danger situation, we said that even it's preferable be'etzem to use a Jew. Unless absolutely there's no distinction and you could use a non-Jew, but technically speaking, it's not the lechatchila thing to do. Meaning, when it comes to a yuleda, there's a woman that's giving birth, and I tell women all the time that firstly, you have to try to do it to a non-Jew. Meaning to say, as long as it's not going to create any danger, it's a standard giving a birth. A woman's not what's called a high-risk pregnancy, etc. So then, that's the reason why everything is prepared before. You call the cab before. You know, you have the suitcase and everything you need before, and you go to the hospital with a non-Jew. Now, as we're going to discuss, anything that a woman needs when she's going, she's ready in a situation where she's going to give birth, we're allowed to do and for her. And that includes even someone else joining her in the car. Moshe does discuss this in the Tshuva that if she absolutely doesn't need it, then there's no had to do so. But in general, even if it means also dropping off kids in someone else's house or to the parents, all this is done in order to facilitate. And especially when it's done with a non-Jew, it makes things much easier, al pi halacha. Okay, so that's really the beginning. Now, the kitzur also gives other signs. A woman's water breaks, that's already could also be dangerous. She doesn't get to the hospital. And, or, what the Gemara uses, as she can't walk by herself, that means that she's already so dilated from, and she's feeling that she's about to give birth. That's another sign where a woman at that point is in a state of danger. It also actually has halachic ramifications regarding to her status and either, but that's not the gap for here. A woman that miscarries after 40 days from the time that she went to the mikveh also has the status of a yilud. This is also has applications. And then there's all interesting discussion about whether chilas shav is allowed to be done for a baby that's less than 40 days. As a neidviden, that's a whole interesting discussion. But in general, whenever a woman's pregnant, and we'll discuss this also regarding even then with babies are born and they're born with fatal type of situations where there's no chance that they're living, at least based on medical reasoning. Still today, we don't differentiate that. We do everything possible in order to keep the baby alive, as we'll see. We'll discuss that. The first 3 days after one gave birth, she also, the halacha is that she's considered a sakana. This is in the time of Chazal. You know, today, sometimes women, you know, after giving birth, a few hours later, they're ready to go home. But in halacha, we do treat this very seriously. And if a woman, the first 3 days, feels that she needs something to be done, so mechalas haShabbos, of course, in this situation, it is possibly done by a non-Jew. Because especially today, like we just mentioned, it's not the way we used to be with the mamash out of it for 3 days. Now, there's a major discussion whether it means 3 days. So one opinion says 3 days means from the time of birth, means 3 days, and the first day is considered 1 day already. So let's say birth took place on Wednesday afternoon. So Wednesday afternoon, Thursday afternoon, Friday afternoon, so by Shabbos is not considered within 3 days. So it makes a difference, halacha. Others say, no, it's based on what's called a 24 hour. My wife actually gave birth to my son Yona right before Yom Kippur, and this was a big debate, because the halacha discusses this, whether she has to fast or not. Same idea. Now, when it comes to 7 days, meaning after 3 days, so the first 3 days, Michal Shabbos for her. And afterwards, if she doesn't have anything up until 7 days, then it depends. If she says, I need it, so Michal Shabbos for her. She says, I don't need it, you're not Michal. So the first 3 days, even if she says, I don't need it, you're still Michal Shabbos if you assess again that she really needs something to be done and there's no nadra to do it. Now, when it comes to after 7 days, so we had 3 days, 7 days, and after 7 days. So Kizu says, if she says, I need it, tzrichani, so halacha is, you're not mechal. rather than till up to meaning from 7 to 30, she's like a chodesh and besakana, which we said you do everything you could, everything she needs, but you have to do a non-Jew. Or as we learned, you could do it through a Jew, but do it through a shinui, especially if it's an adrabanan act. The exception is to heat up. You're allowed to heat up, meaning to turn on the heat, etc., even through an Israel. So that's kedai to do b'shinui. And the reason for this is because you let this whole 30 days, a woman that gave birth all 30 days, she's actually dangerous. It's dangerous. She's in a danger zone in regard to getting a cold. So I saw the place must say this was true if she's really unusually hot, and let's say the air conditioning is needs to be turned on, wasn't turned on before, that would also apply. When the baby's born, the kizur says you take care of whatever needs to take care of when it comes to a baby that's born, all his needs. And the only exception is when a baby was born in the 8th month. So you know this from the time of Chazal, 8th month baby in the time of Chazal was like a dead baby. Mom's literally mukta. Today it's not so because today all the medical interventions. So therefore, even a preemie, everything, we always are Mechal Shabbos for the sake of the child. So therefore, really, that halacha is almost is really mute. When it comes to the next Simon Sadek Dad, we go into the world of Eruvei Chatzilus. So you have two Jews that are living in one courtyard. Remember the picture, the Artska has a nice picture, that the way it used to be situated, it was more like if you live in, let's say, I don't know, in Eretz Yisrael, and you go to the Mir area, Me'ah Shalim. So you basically have courtyard where you have houses opened up to it, and then you have an alleyway that goes to the main street. If you can envision that, it makes a little bit things a little bit easier. So you have two Jews living in one courtyard, each one has a house in themselves. They're not allowed to carry from the houses to the courtyard or from the courtyard to the houses, or from one house to the next. And even without any courtyard in between, just from one window to the next, you're not allowed to do so. So there's a mitzvah, very interesting, there's a mitzvah to do Eruv HaTzeiros. So this way they won't come to a stumbling block, meaning that they won't end up carrying them when they shouldn't. So this is interesting. You know, the voice from heaven came out and said that when Shlomo Melech instituted the Tzeiros Adam and Eruvin, he said this, if you're happy, I'm happy. Meaning to say that Hashem was very happy with the idea. So Eruv HaTzeiros is very easy to explain because it created unity. And even if there's sometimes questions about an Erev, one should know that this is a very important thing to do. And the second halacha is if you have two courtyards, and there's an entrance, imagine you have two courtyards now, and there's an entrance in between. So there's really a few choices. If they want, they can make each independent chatzel an Erev chatzel independently, and then they just won't be able to carry from one courtyard to the next, or at least from one house to the other courtyard. Now, if they want, they can also combine together, because since they have a proper opening, so the halacha is that they could combine the two and make one big Erev. And this way they could carry from each other, from one chatz to another, and even the utensils that were in the house. There's a great rule that if you have something in a courtyard, when Shabbos began, by the way, so then you could carry it throughout the courtyard. This would apply very much. Someone just asked me this in a hotel. Let's say they leave the stroller outside of the hotel, let's say hotel lobby or area. So even if there's a question, we have to get into that whole discussion. If you need an Erev, you don't need an Erev. But the bottom line is, when we speak of an Erev, we have to know there's two things. There's a structure of creating literally one house, or today when they use the poles in order to create what's called Tzuras HaPesach. Also, to the main part of the Erev is actually collecting flour, or at least on behalf of everyone, having one united box of matzahs, which in one house, which makes everyone figuratively live together in one home. Now the Kisa goes on to discuss that if you have between the chatzers, you have between the courtyards, just a window, but it's 4 tfachim and it's high 4 tfachim, meaning to say it's 4 by 4 and it's within 10 tfachim to the ground, and there's no blockage in the hole itself. So then you could combine the two places. Why? Because technically you could go through the hole to one side from one courtyard to the next. But less than that, you will not be able to be ma'arav together. If there's a window between the two houses, even if it's above 10 tfachim height, you could still be ma'arav. And the reason is an interesting reason, because the house is considered completely filled. Really, I saw what the pshat is, the Pesach Kedushas, because it's like when you have in a house different, in a courtyard, you don't usually have whether it's couches, etc., in the house, you do. So if it's considered where the height starts, even on a higher point, doesn't start from the floor. Interesting concept. Okay, have a beautiful day.